we're talking with Joanne Hughes from the Renaissance Shop.
I'm doing fine. How are you today? Beautiful day.
Oh, yes, and I'm feeling up to it.
That's the last of the snow.
I hope so.
Me too. Anyway, we get interesting things in, and this is a transitional time, just when the snow goes and weather starts to get a little bit better and people coming up. This is, for people who live here, they don't think about it, but it really is a vacation area where a lot of people have summer homes.
That's true. It's very true.
And that's when they, or we have a lot of snowbirds. People go south, and this is when they start coming back, when the last of the snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And spring is always a time of change, and when people are thinking, well, need new furniture or got to, replace something. But we get wonderful things right now in the shop. And we, I've always said in the past, we really don't do clothing very much, but we couldn't refuse. We got a lot of Eileen Fisher. All the ladies will know that name. It's a very
very well-known name. Yes.
Yeah. And mostly large and extra large, but they all with the original tags on, so they're brand new. So even if it's not your size, Mother's Day's coming up, or if you know anyone that, but beautiful items, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And, in the past, I mean, we never know what we can't ask for certain sizes. So it's either, it's what we get. It's what is donated, but all really good, perfect, new condition. So even if it's not your size or not your style, think about a gift, a great place to come for a gift.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple of bikes in, 7-speed. I haven't looked at them, but, if you want some transportation, come in and take a look at them.
Or a great way to exercise, too.
Right. A great exercise and get out and enjoy the fresh air. And we're always getting, it's always changing. There's always something new, ever-changing inventory. So if you're new in the area, come in and see what we have, and you'd be sure to go out with something, even if it's a good book. And, we have antiques, furniture, a lot of artwork, beautiful things, beautiful. And it's all donated by members of the community. And Mother's Day's coming up, May 12th, and look for a special gift.
Yeah.
Maybe if not the Eileen Fisher, something from Eileen Fisher clothing, maybe a beautiful painting or some jewelry. We get vintage jewelry. It might bring back memories for your mom or even for yourself. I mean, so... things go through pretty quickly. So if you have any questions or something you like to donate, just give us a call. In the past, John, people think furniture, antiques, but everything's in wonderful, perfect condition. We've had boats before. We've had electric scooters, sports equipment. We still get a lot of sports equipment. But if you have any questions about anything that you may like to, that you no longer need and that we can handle, give us a call. And we usually try to make it happen.
Yeah, well, people are always downsizing, and that's
they're always downsizing. But, a few years ago, we haven't had any lately. I know we donated a wonderful old town canoe that was like new. It's just that sometimes you in one of these paddle boats.
Oh, wow.
Because I thought, well, we don't use it. We used it a few times, and then the kids were gone. And so things are sitting out there taking up space. There's still another boat we have that I'm not sure what we're going to do with. But, you just never know what you're going to find at the shop. So, and if you have something that you are trying to clean up your property and is sitting there and it's not doing anything, or you want to make room for something else, or you're getting a new, just give us a call and we'll make arrangements, or we will certainly try and we can give you answers.
Yeah.
And, so this area, our shop is really a community effort. When people think about donating, there are so many places. We get things in the mail every day. Donate here, donate there. I swear they really do sell your information. It never stops. But what's nice about the Renaissance shop in the V&A, when you donate your time or money or donations, it stays in the community.
Absolutely. That's important.
You know, so you're actually helping someone in your own community. It provides for the nurses being here and the services and you know, or perhaps yourself someday. We never know.
You don't know. And that's the thing.
And you know, and you can help in so many ways. You can donate items that you no longer need. You can shop here. So every time you shop, it's not going into, I always remind people, it's not going into my pocket. It's not going into the volunteers' pockets. We're there to help raise money. So when you shop, it all goes for the services of the VNA.
Yeah. And you mentioned the magic word there, volunteers. Every now and then.
Volunteers, yes. We still need volunteers. Like I said, I'll have a better idea when people start coming back, because we lose people over the winter, and it gets quieter in the shop over the bad weather. You know, people don't get up, but the summers are usually pretty busy. But if you have time, and right now we've been using the movers to deliver things, but we have a new manager and he's able to deliver some of the items. And we have about five guys working, and they're able to go with Craig and deliver things. So that helps us out a lot.
Yeah.
So if you have, you know, if you have a couple hours or an hour and have nothing to do, come in and check into volunteering.
Sure.
And I think it's great, because especially if you're new here, we get people moving up, and sometimes it's hard to move to a community, especially when you're older. You're retired, and it's not as easy to meet people. Well, you sure will meet people if you come in and volunteer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the time goes by very fast. It seems like you just walk in and it's time to close, you know. But
that's the good thing about it. That's the good thing.
It really is. And we have people coming by, and they stop by every day just to chat. It's a very friendly place. And there's always something to do, though.
That's right.
So, the volunteers are selling or marking or, checking prices or or delivering or whatever. So there's always something. And we get really unique items. People in this area, you know, we get a lot of things from the travels. We get wonderful paintings. We have the most gorgeous. We're not an antique shop, and we're not a furniture store. We're a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's a one-of-a-kind store.
It really is. And we have small gifts. You can spend from a dollar or even 50 cents to thousands of dollars. It all depends on what it is. And if you think about your own home, and especially if you've lived there for a few years, which is why this is such a perfect area, you know, for a shop like ours. If you think of all of the items when you move or downsize, it almost is scary. There's so much stuff. And we try to make it easier for people, because we do and pick up and you get a tax deduction, and that helps. I'm sure that always helps.
Everybody seems to win in the whole situation, which is good.
Well, it is. And as you get older, and there's not enough people around to really help pack things up and to bring it down. And you don't have to do that. I mean, for anyone that is capable of, when you have a truck or you can get something in a car, but I would suggest that you always call us ahead of time to make sure it's something we can use.
That's right. And the number to call would
you come by, we're open 10 to 4, Tuesdays through Saturdays. We're at 107 Newport Road in New London, block down from Hannaford, so easy to find. And come by and see us and shop or donate, or if you have any questions, give us a call.
Mm-hmm. The number would be 603
526-6711.
526-6711. I do have it here in front of me, but every now and then it's hard to remember.
But a very friendly place, and we have wonderful volunteers, and this is a perfect community because it's all giving back to the needs here. And, you know, like I said, I get something in the mail every day, and you love to help everybody, but sometimes it's great to help right where you live.
Yeah. Well, Joanne, it's great hearing about all the great stuff this week, and hopefully we'll have some more stuff to talk about next week.
Okay, very good. You have a good week, John.